Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the sports lounge. Fred Dreyer, of course, waving at the audience out there. Those of you that watch this on YouTube and on Facebook Live can see him waving. The rest of you, I'm here to describe everything. I'm kind of like the Joe Davis of the program, giving you descriptions of what goes on in the studio. Seated next to Fred Dreyer, of course, one of our producers, we got Jeremy Dayton, who's flying around here doing a lot of stuff. And seated is Corey Marino. Corey, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, it's the
microphone. How do you do?
That's a good one.
Great. How are you doing today, Fred?
It's Fred, I wanted to say welcome to you, the all-pro defensive and the acting legend. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm finding great joy in reading our notes and all of the interesting things we have to tell our listeners.
You know, it's one of the things having a good producer on a show. We have two of them. We have Jeremy Dayton and Corey Marino. These guys fight like dogs to get the right stories out there, and we kind of recap the week for you in the world of sports. You got a good show for us, do you, Corey? How much of this did you put together? 10%, and Jeremy did 80, 90% of this?
No, it was like a 50-50.
Oh, it was
a collaboration.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure, because you're both very knowledgeable. I didn't know for sure. Fred, how much did you and I put into this?
I didn't put a thing.
I didn't either. Not a thing. But we got A's in reading when we were in eighth grade.
Yes,
so
that's
we're good.
True.
This is a big week. We're going to spend a little time in our first segment right after this one, because here's the story. The great talk show host Larry Elder once, when he was with his mouth agape when he was out having a cocktail with Fred Dreyer, he said, "You know, Fred, I'm the sage." And we said, "Yeah, Fred, we know all that, Larry." And so he said, "You know, this must be amazing, because you had two careers that people would go crazy for to have. One, you had an incredible career in the sports industry as an all-pro defensive end. And then you go into the broadcast booth for a while and you're better than some of the guys that are doing color commentary now, let me tell you. That Tom guy needs a little bit of work." And then you go in and you become an actor in the Hunter TV series. And so
that works for me, by the way.
That worked for you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Two careers.
Yeah.
Two careers in one. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about it, because this week is the 40th anniversary of Hunter.
How about that?
Yeah, thanks.
And
we've
got a lot of fans out there that have went from generation to generation.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. Oh, no, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Over a million babies are lost to abortion every year in the United States. Tragically, 70% of those women who had abortions report feeling coerced into aborting their baby. Through Compass Care's nationwide telecare platform, the pro-life community can now reach women anytime, anywhere. From the busy streets of New York City to the beaches of San Diego, a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy can be seen by a pro-life nurse in as little as 24 seconds. Compass Care transforms a woman's fear into confidence, helping her say no to abortion and yes to her baby. Help a woman save her baby at saveababy.us today and get a free ebook with a gift of any amount. Your gift of $47 to Compass Care provides care and support to a woman, saving her from the coercion and her baby from the abortion. Go to saveababy.us, saveababy.us.
Welcome back here. Fred Dreyer Show. He's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Joining us, of course, as I mentioned, Corey Marino is here, our producer. And this is the 40th anniversary. We're going to get into some sports here. But first, a reminder, we're on Sirius XM. We're on the CRN, the Competition Radio Network, and broadcasting all over the country. Our flagship 790 KBC in Los Angeles, Sports Byline Radio Network, Sirius XM, Sirius 217 channel, XM channel 203, and on their internet and app 967. You can enjoy this program. And so we talk sports with a behind-the-scenes look in sports, and we have a lot of people tuned in. For example, this is the 40th anniversary of the Hunter TV show. Lori is tuned in. Nikki says happy anniversary. She's in Lincoln, Nebraska. We got Jenny there in Santa Maria, Kristen in Connecticut, Martine in Cape Canaveral, just to name a few. A lot of the women tune in. I'm sure I'm here, so I thank you, ladies. And, of course, say hello
to main draw, Mike.
Say hi to Fred. So, you know, we talk about sports. Let's talk about that a little bit. You, in sports, you were a baseball player in high school. How do you go from being a strapping great right-hander in high school to first your football career, Fred?
Well, first of all, the prerequisite to be a next pitcher is probably to have your arm blow out. And that's what
tell the Dodgers.
And that's what happened to me. Well, there's an interesting couple of blurbs that we were talking about how the Dodgers, Joe Maddon, ex-Angel,
the manager,
Chicago
ex-Cup manager,
Cub,
yeah,
and talking about how unfortunate it was that the Dodgers seemed to buy already. Injured pitchers, you know.
They get them and they try to work them over, and it's worked on occasion, but then their arms blow out again.
Well, it's worked on occasion. I don't know if that philosophy to this day holds up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there's a couple of pitchers that they salvage, but you have to wait 2 years to use them.
Okay, so your arm blows out. We're going to get back to that topic on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So you can't throw anymore. So how do you get there? Do you go to college and you decide I'm doing football, or does someone talk you into it? What happens?
Well, I mean, you gravitate towards where your friends are. You know, when you're 17, 18, and you're looking for a baseball game to take part in, and you can't do it because you can't throw the baseball, then you go and find out where your friends are gravitating to, and most of them go into football. So I went to El Camino College. I drove over there one day looking for a friend of mine, and I found him, Luigi DeFelice. He was a guard.
That was your friend?
That was my buddy, and I was looking for him, and I was down at the beach, and I was asking a couple of our girlfriends, where is everybody? They say, well, everybody's out there, taking part in spring practice at El Camino City College.
And so you go down there, and they're playing football.
Yeah, and they're down there, and the coach signs me up.
The rest is history. Your coaches, for example, you're wearing solid black today. I know one of your coaches at San Diego State was John Madden. You're not thinking of going to help out the Raiders here, are you, a little bit with this? You're looking at that nice today. Fred is dressed all in black today with a nice pointed collar.
Black underwear as well.
It's good. I'm wearing a faded blue shirt to commemorate the losses of the Rams and a terrible season that they've had so far. It was nice,
yeah,
royal blue.
Nice
royal blue, but I just kind of faded out a little bit.
It looks green aqua here.
It does? Okay.
Yeah.
And Corey Marino, you're dressed also in sort of a dark blue. Yeah, sort of a kind of a navy.
Yeah, navy.
Okay, so Fred, how do you know your career's over? When you hung them up, what was...
How do you know?
What was it with you? Did you just think you were a step off or something, or what?
No, I mean, you go to try and do the things that your job description you have to do to complete what you're doing. You're a pitcher. You got to be able to throw the baseball.
Yeah.
Let alone throw it where you want to throw it.
Right.
So when I couldn't do that, and my elbow swelled up, and you know, you're young, you're 16, 17, you don't know, you're in a forest of not knowing what to do, and it's heartbreaking, and, it was interesting, because I look back on it, it was a time in which my father was very sick and eventually died when I was 17.
Oh, boy, early.
And so, I lost the ability to do certain things athletically. So, you scrounge around and figure out how can I fill that void. And
so how do you come up with acting? I mean, that's a huge part.
Well,
study in school? Were you a thespian there? Were you in high school plays or anything?
No.
So what was it?
What was
to gravitate you from sports now, from football, to an incredible acting career, which you still practice?
Well, there's certain things in life that everybody has. It's autobiographical to them.
Yes.
And you look at something and you identify it. And you realize, I understand that. There's something about a part of me that understands I know how to do, I can do that. I just need to be around the right people and to make sure that I'm getting the right training. Like you would if you're being a pitcher or an outfielder or a quarterback, you know. So I had a recognition, and it recognized me. It treated me very good.
Let's embellish that a little bit, because you're playing football, and you always had a nice, interesting, kind of a dry, wonderful sense of humor, still do, and you're witty, but Was it watching TV? Was it watching actors perform? What was it where you said, hey, I think I could do that? What was there?
Well, it's all around you. You get up here today and you enter into a conversation with strangers, with your friends, and you pick up certain things in the human condition that allows you to fantasize and to go to a movie and see. I got a friend of mine that's kind of interesting and off center. And you go to a movie and say, you know, I mean, I think why do I want to watch Gene Hackman as an actor? I don't know Gene Hackman.
Yeah, but he's a great actor, so you would like to watch Gene Hackman.
So
right?
I go and I watch this movie, I Never Sang for My Father. That was the name of the
and
movie.
And so that kind of got you then, right? That's what I'm asking about.
And I watched him, and I'm saying to myself, what is he doing? What I know he's standing up there saying these words.
Right.
That's secondary to what I'm interested in. I'm trying to figure out how he's doing that and why he's making the choices that he's making.
Interesting.
And so
why you're playing football. Watching this when you relax at the movies.
It's all human beings. Yeah. It's all studying the human condition. And
let me interrupt you for a second, because you told a story that when there's timeouts on the football field, everybody's looking in the stands, seeing if there's a cute girl there or whatever. You would look around and look at the opposing team and the coach talking to the quarterback and observe things that are going on. You've always had an incredible observational technique in you.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun.
We're getting somewhere.
That's what makes it fun. And, you know, I watch girls. I watch people on the sideline. And I told you the story of the Dallas cheerleaders, right?
Oh, when we come back, I got to hear that story.
No, but I'm
sorry. You never told me that story. I got to hear about that one.
You know, it's just a little slice
Joe's getting
of
good now, everybody.
Everyday life, you know?
Yeah, I thought maybe it was a TV show like Andy Griffith or The Three Stooges.
Well, it's all of that.
Was it The Three Stooges?
It's everything. It's not just one singular thing. It's everything.
Dennis Day on the Jack Benny Show. I don't know. We'll take a quick break when we come back. We have more with Fred Dreyer. This is good. Maybe he'll tell us the Dallas cheerleader story. Stay with us here on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you from the CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. It's where Rachel is listening to us there on the CRN, also on our Facebook Live page, where also you can go to YouTube, check out videos of the show. Pamela's in Georgia, and she says, happy 40th anniversary, Fred Dreyer.
Thanks
to you and Stephanie for making such a great show on the 40th anniversary of Hunter. It's good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so the Dallas cheerleader story, you said there's just kind of got you into acting somewhat.
Well, no, it didn't get me into acting.
Okay, well, still tell the story.
It's a nice story because it involves beautiful women.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Well, it's like if you go to a football game and all a part of the pageantry of sports, especially today, nowadays, is geared around the celebration of opposite sex, females, women, young girls. And so as you play football every year, every week, every day, you surround yourself with people who see the game as you might see it. And I saw it as an opportunity to observe and to copy human behavior. And so what you wind up with is you're in Dallas, and this isn't planned. It's just these things just kind of happen. I look over to the sideline during the TV commercial, and I see the cheerleaders, Dallas cheerleaders.
Yeah.
And how they have them split up. There's four quadrants. I don't know how many girls there were, but there's let's say there's 30
total, and they divide them
total
up.
Girls, yeah. and they pair up, mm-hmm. and they take their place on the sidelines, on the Dallas bench, and also down on the visitors bench.
Gotcha.
And so I'm looking around, and I see all the girls, and it's just like in high school. You know, girls are giddy. And they're talking amongst themselves, and they're doing the things that girls do, and they're looking at in the stands, they're observing life, and they're looking and copying boys, and they're making. I watched a couple of them. Make their way toward the sidelines, and so they could say hi to some guys.
TV timeout, yeah.
And it's a fun little deal,
yeah.
You know, and so the plays go on, and I see this one, and I made eye contact with her, and she smiled, and then went about her business of doing what the pom pom girls do.
Yeah.
So as the game went on, I had this mini relationship
by looking at it from time to time
within the structure of where we were, what we were doing, and I would this one play I ran over to the sideline during a play, and I found myself pressed right up against her and
a bunch
of other.
This story's getting better.
A bunch of other players and people on the sideline, the press people, the guy holding the change. It was a big kind of pileup over there.
If I did that, I'd hit a cameraman and I'd be out for a week. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's true.
Go ahead.
So anyway, I'm on the sideline, and then I smile. I said, "How are you? What's your name?" And, you know, she says, "Karen." And I said, "Oh, Karen, you're a very beautiful girl." And by that time, the guy comes over, blows a whistle, and says, "Let's go. Next play, you know."
Yeah, you got to bet. This is unlike you.
So the Rams, Jack Reynolds is our linebacker guy who gathers everybody up and calls the plays.
Yeah.
Is now calling everybody over to the center of the field for the next play.
Yeah.
And so that went on for maybe two plays during that part of the field. There's no direction of where the story's going.
No, I would
it was a life within itself.
Yeah. So you watch her observation skills with yours. This is unlike you. You were always focused on the game.
No.
This
is very much like me.
Really?
That's why I allow myself to do these things.
Okay.
You know, I mean, everybody that I'm aware of. And when you talk to your teammates after the game is over with, or when you're walking in at halftime, you're sharing life's experience, and it's not like, "What'd you guys do on that power bobble play?" You allow yourself to drift out of the game. So to speak,
yeah.
Into the world of where you want to go.
Okay, gotcha. That says it all right there.
Yeah, and it's
here's our story,
and that's part of, if not entirety, that's part of the fun of not only playing football on the sidelines on a Sunday, but it's also fun to have that experience to take with you forward as you get older.
Yeah, it's good. And then you get into acting, which is very much becoming a role where you become someone else. And it may sound like it's easy. It's kind of difficult. I went to the very first audition I went to. I'm sitting there. I'm supposed to be a news reporter. I said, I've done a news reporter, and I'd be holding papers and talking. They wanted to see me actually do it. Instead, I'm talking to them about what I would do. Not actually a very good interview. I don't believe I got that part. I'll have to look in my records and see what I think.
No, I don't think you did.
I don't think so. But I learned from that. So this is the 40th anniversary. There's a Facebook group. Corey, you're awfully quiet here on the show, our producer. They called in here, and they've got a hold of this website for Hunter, for Fred Dreyer. What is it called? It's a Facebook site. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a Facebook group page.
Yeah.
And they have your...
It's called Works for Me.
Works for Me, because that was your tagline, wasn't that your...
I said that every time we were on camera.
Yeah, so there are over 3,000 people that love to share about the show Hunter and love everything
3,000.
That you bring. 3,000.
Are they, any of you want to listen to the show on a weekly basis? We're available here. Come on. At this time, you can tune into it. This is good. So you got a whole big 40th anniversary celebration going on Facebook. So you go to facebook.com/works for me, I guess, is how you get to that page. So congratulations to the people who put the page together. Congratulations to you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, listen, you know, Stephanie's a big part of this, I'm sure.
She's got some pages up there, and she says she wants to come back on the show. Is that what they told you, Corey?
Yeah, they said that she's shown some interest in having a chat if we can get her to come on.
Well, we will, and we'll have to set it up with everybody. Have the good folks here help us spread the word that we're going to have Stephanie on for the hour. And
good folks,
and,
where?
And we're going to talk about a lot of stuff.
That's good. Did you say good folks here? Okay, never mind. All right, so let's talk a little football. Let's talk, first off, a little bit about the Chargers. They started off already 2-0, first time since 2012. They've done that, right, Corey? And you got this Jim Harbaugh, the new coach. He's something else, Fred Dreyer.
He's great.
Yeah, he turned your alma mater around, San Diego State. That's where he's...
No, it was University of San Diego.
Oh, was it University of San Diego?
Yeah,
Fred turned around San Diego State.
A year or two. And then he went up to San Francisco, Stanford.
Stanford,
yeah.
And he did a great job. He outcoached Pete Carroll in an upset win, way back when. And then he went from Stanford to San Francisco, the 49ers, and then from there he went to the Super Bowl with San Francisco.
Well, he was at Michigan. He took a 5-7 team, turned it out to 10 wins his first year in 2015. San Francisco, mm-hmm. and he was there. 49ers were 6-10 in 2010, went 13-3 in 2011. So he says he does this. He restores confidence. They say that he believes in himself, makes the players believe in themselves, and he's relentless. His positivity is relentless, unshakable, and a great confidence. That's what you need to be a winner. You got to just know you can do it.
Well, a lot of that stuff is a lot of coaching is like business management.
Yeah,
it's people. You've got to know how the hell to move people and motivate them. And
Tommy Lasorda,
and he does that. It's Tommy Lasorda.
Was
it's
a not great
just,
motivator.
It's just not baseball.
Yeah, you're right. Now, Jim Harbaugh, his coaching career, he's had some a lot of great, clever sayings. He said one just the other day, talking about his coaching staff, and add this to the list. He was praising his fellow coaches in a press conference, and he said, "Like Moses, I'm going to die leaning on my staff."
That's a good one.
I like that one.
I liked it a lot.
It's good.
Moses was a glib, was very glib, wasn't he?
He was. And another one, if worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
I don't know the context of that one, but it's definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Just a second. Before we move on.
Yes.
If worms had machine guns, then birds have no arms, so how are they going to hold
it? There you go. That's it. Apologies always seem to me like excuses. That's another one of his. He says, I have a couple of rules. Number one, get competitive. Number two, win a game. Number three, win two games in a row. Number four, win a championship. I like that one.
That's a good jump from two games to a championship.
He says, I can work in my khakis and do. They're similar to sweatpants. Football players come to enjoy the struggle. When you're a step onto a football field, never is that more evident than the truth is going to get told. And finally, when you've got to watch Blue Bloods once a week, there's a message in every show.
I put that one in there for you. I thought
Thank
you'd like
you
that
much.
One.
It's good. It's canceled, though. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who else checks?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And we're back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. 40th anniversary this week of the TV show Hunter. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end from the Rams and the New York Giants. He was a breath of fresh air on the New England Patriots there for a while in between the Giants and the Rams.
Well,
you didn't really play for him, but you were signed for a while until they couldn't sign you up to a permanent deal. And then your coaches, by the way, at San Diego State, we mentioned, well, give the people everybody there. You had John,
we've gone over
Don Coryell, John Gibbs.
Don Coryell was head coach.
Yeah.
Joe Gibbs, offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Ernie Zampese, the offensive coordinator.
Oh, wow.
Rod Dahauer, quarterback receiver coach. And there's one or two more in there.
What's his face from the 49ers? Great coach. Madden, John Madden.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
John Madden. Congratulations comes in today from Mike Howell, who emailed Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. Congratulations, Fred. 40 years ago, that Hunter premiered. Longtime fan of the Sultan of Safeties. Thank you for bringing so much joy to so many. God bless you. And then Pamela.
Well, it works for me.
It works for you. The Hunter pilot, she said, we've been hanging on this thing for a while to get some things out there, but on the Hunter pilot episode, she says Hunter's looking for a new partner and tracks down McCall, who is working as an undercover hooker trying to get the goods on a pimp. And he says to her, you want to be my partner? And I don't know, what does she say when that happens there? You can kind of ask that question. And and she goes ahead and answers, can I please have 5 minutes of your time? It'll be worth your while. And he says, what are you trying to do? Mess up my action? She says. And so this goes on for a while. And you guys get together in that episode. Then she becomes your partner begrudgingly, am I right?
Well, it takes a couple of episodes, but yes, that's the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. My floors bill is starting to look like the national debt, she says. And you guys worked together pretty well on there. And this was, what, 8 seasons you guys were together? She was there 7, and you did 8.
She was there 6.
6 seasons.
Yeah.
So good stuff on the Hunter show. And apparently in that episode, like ice cream bars or something, agenda binder and ice cream?
I don't know. I think that wasn't my idea. Yeah. That was somebody else's.
Yeah,
I think that's
the TV
production
show.
Staff or...
Yeah, some good things there. Good, and that's the pilot episode. That's 40 years ago that it happened. So.
This is Michael Cavanaugh. He was our first chief.
Yeah. It's good, pretty good stuff here. I like that Hunter show. It's not a lot of networks right now. Roku's even carrying
it's,
it. Just
it's all
on the Roku
over the
channel.
Freaking place, yeah.
Now, what about this Tua Tagovailoa? This guy has got hit again, and he's apparently had a few concussions, and he suffered one, a total of 4 concussions, 3 during his NFL career, 1 when he was at with Alabama over there, and then with the Buffalo Bills in 2022, he hit the back of his head on the ground, was taken to the locker room with an injury. NFL Player Association investigates the matter, believes he was put back on the field too soon. Later that season, he played in the Bengals, and he took a sack in the second quarter and once again fell on the back of his helmet, and then diagnosed with a concussion, sustained yet another concussion a few months later in a game against Green Bay. So now everybody's saying he should quit. Do you believe the players should be having comments about whether he should quit or not? It's really up to him, isn't it, Fred Dreyer?
Well, he's the one with the concussion.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuss is. If I'm him, I'm going to re-educate myself on how to anticipate being hit and going to the ground.
Yeah.
He's also, like most quarterbacks, really foolish when it comes to deciding not to slide or not to evade oncoming traffic.
He kind of goes in. So you always talk about it, you got to know how to tackle and stuff, and he dives in when he's doing head first in the players there, and that causes a big problem.
Yeah, well, you've seen the extrapolation that the league has gone to now to send the signal that we're gonna protect everybody by restructuring kickoffs. Have you seen that?
No.
Haven't you seen any games?
Nah, I was.
Haven't you seen the kickoffs?
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah, they
it's a new rule.
They kick, and then you got to wait until the opposing team, the player, the returner, catches it and then starts his way toward you. Then you can go tackle him.
Then you can go tackle him.
That's because you want to save the player. If you want to save the player,
you're still going to get tackled.
You simply tell them to go home. That's what you do.
Corey, your thoughts on that as a producer? Some of the rules are dumb, aren't they?
Oh, I agree. But they're just looking out for his safety just because he's had so many in the last couple of years. And the closer they are together, the worse it is for you. But he has to look out for him and his family, and he has to ultimately make the decision.
Well, he's got enough money. I mean, during my time, you stuck around to try and make as much money as you could before you moved on.
Yeah.
And nowadays, it's gotten to the point where you can sign one contract, play 3 or 4 years, and then you can quit.
Get a good business manager.
Because there's so much money, which is good.
Tennessee, so long as you're talking about that, Tennessee's adding a 10% fee on their football game tickets next season. And so the fans, they announced that this week because they want to be competitive and they want to be able to go after more players. So, why don't they just reprice the tickets? But no, they're adding a 10% tax. This is kind of stupid.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, that's just another way of trying to make money. And they do. They have people say, I love those volunteers, so I'm gonna give you as much money as you want.
Rams are like perplexed. They're saying everybody's injured on the Rams. I mean, it's kind of like the Dodger pitching staff. They're all everybody's out. They got Cooper Kupp. And
by the way, let me just interrupt.
Yes.
You're going to see, we're two games into the season, the pro football season.
Yeah, third's a week here, yeah.
Right? Okay. You're going to see a rash of injuries that you wouldn't normally see. Because no one practices during the summer.
And they had a short...
nobody practices.
Football cap.
I watch these preseason games, if you call them that. And there's the most lazy group of people in the professional ranks as I've ever seen. Guys who run fast are out there on the corners. Halfbacks are returning punts. Offensive linemen are kind of like not doing anything because they don't want to get hurt or perpetuate injuries.
You know? And I have gone the last, you've taken me the last 3 years there. We go there, and you guys got these rubber bands that they're just going back. Well, I can do all that. You know, it's the rubber bands.
Oh, don't forget their cell phone.
Yeah, you got to have the cell phone. You got to make calls. That's a part of the deal.
Call my attorney and ask him, do I have to do these drills?
How about does the Rams have that problem there? What else do we have? We had another thing here. Where did I see this? The Chiefs. Listen to this story. This is kind of interesting. The Chiefs have brought back Kareem Hunt. Now, Corey, he's the guy that they got rid of him. He was shoving and kicking a woman outside of his residence a few years ago, right? And they brought him back now. Is that right?
Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco, their running back that started this year, broke his leg and will be out for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And so they needed to bring someone that knew the system and can jump right in. So they brought back Kareem Hunt and signed him to the practice squad so he can come in at some depth to the running back position.
So now here's the deal. I ask you this, Fred. Let's take this to baseball. Here you got Trevor Bauer on the Dodgers that was arrested. They could still never find any wrongdoing. They didn't put him in jail. Then you got Julio Urias. Urias was beaten up on his girlfriend or whatever. Maybe these guys have matured. The Dodgers need pitching. What do you think? Bring these guys back?
Well, I don't. Does anybody know the particulars of what they were charged with?
Well, they really, the charges there, Bauer, there were no charges, I really recall, Corey, from the police or whatever, right? I mean, it was the woman charging him that she got beat up, whatever, and then later they said that
she beat
herself up or something was the defense story on that or whatever. I don't know about Julio Urias, but one of these guys was in the Mexico League and was MVP?
Trevor Bauer won MVP in the Mexican League, and he broke records and strikeouts.
Come on!
And wins. And yeah, the Trevor Bauer situation, they found out through texts and emails and stuff that she was trying to extort Trevor from the beginning, so it was all a hoax. So
the Dodgers,
but he hasn't been in the league since.
Yeah, the Dodgers have these guys that can't even hold a baseball now, right? They can't even pitch. This is Bobby Miller. Was good the first couple of times out. He's from Barrington, Illinois. I heard my uncle has his farm back there, and I was very proud of him. But now, I don't know. Bobby's having some problems there. He puts that fastball right over the center of the plate.
I told you that today.
You did say it. He cannot
pitch.
His placement is off. He pitches it right over the plate.
He throws 100, and as Joe Maddon said here, our ex-manager,
yeah,
he's vehemently outraged at how the Dodgers go out and buy in the offseason. They go out and they buy up, used up, operated on
pitchers. What you're saying here. Right. I don't know about that.
Well,
they fix them sometimes, though. They've got a good coaching staff. But then
they
blow their arms out again.
Who have they fixed?
There's a lot of those guys that were having trouble, and the Dodgers have done a thing. This Maddon guy, he's speaking out on some kind of a podcast or something over there, and he said he made it clear he's responsible. He says, right now I'm listening about the Dodgers and the concerns going on into the postseason. He said they don't have enough starters, and even if they did, they don't pitch deeply into the game. Well, I agree with them there. And then you've got a worn-out bullpen. It's their own fault. Don't blame it on anything else.
They're chasing after miles per hour.
That's the problem with most teams, right? Everybody's got to throw like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, and if you can't do that, then your value is less.
Here's surprisingly the thing with Bobby Miller. His off-speed stuff, they can't seem to hit. When he throws the fastball, they cloud it out of the park, so they wait for the fastball.
How many times have they said, and Hershiser said this in his analysis, how many times do they open the game up with a fastball at 97 over the heart of the plate?
Yeah.
And guess what happens to it? It goes over the fence.
It does. As a home run.
They don't know how to pitch. None of them.
Now, we got a big story out here. Jose Altuve is in the news again. And this one, Corey, you found this story. Am I right?
Yeah.
Listen to this, Fred. So Altuve believed he fouled the ball off his foot. So, Major League Baseball players get ejected quite often. And if something you can say against almost every day or something. But so here's the second baseman, Jose Altuve. Remember, he's the guy that had, like, buzzers and stuff all over under his shirt or something when they were cheating against the Dodgers. Well, it's the ninth inning.
That was against the Yankees. The buzzers were against the Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees? Okay, all right.
Trash cans was the
trash
Dodgers.
Can to Dodgers. So it's during the ninth. Thank you, Fred, for the correction. That's
Thank
good.
You.
You're very good.
Works
That's why it's
me.
Your show.
Works for
me, too, now. So it's the ninth inning. It's a game last Tuesday, 4-3 win over the San Diego Padres. He's facing the Padres relief pitcher. Has two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Altuve grounded into a 1-1 sinker to third base, and he didn't run to first base because he thought the ball fouled off his foot. So he gets so worked up about it, he takes his shoe off, and he's trying to show the home plate umpire, Brennan Miller, that he got hit, and he didn't buy it. He took his shoe and his socks off. When he takes his sock off, out falls a buzzer. No, I just made that up.
That's nice.
I made that. I added that part. But he did take his shoe and socks off. But there must have been some kind of cheating device in there. First off, I don't care what...
Toenail clipper. I think it was a toenail clipper.
Is that what they use it?
That's how they use it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's a guy now in the dugout of the Houston Astros that gets the sign and he goes... fastball. Just kind of shouts it at him. You don't need a trash can. Just shout out the cheating.
Yeah, just tell them you're cheating. Yeah. And they'll never believe
it. Sit down, Altuve.
They'll never do anything about it anyway.
No, he'll always be a cheater. Astros.
So what happened? He took his shoe off and then
and they threw him out of the game because he was arguing with the umpire. The game was over, and there you have it. You know, Astros
that
won.
That was the third strike.
Yeah, it was the third. It was a double play. Didn't run to first base. We'll explain it again when we come back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back here, the Fred Dreyer Show, on the 40th anniversary of the Hunter TV show.
Works for me, buddy.
Works for me, Corey.
Works for me.
Yeah, works for you, everybody working there. Hey, one other story we had here that... the Eagles had a tough loss. They're playing at the Atlanta Falcons, and we thought you first off, Fred, you've made this comment many times. You can't tell a football team in the first 3 weeks of the season because they didn't have enough spring training. Am I right? You don't know what they're going to do.
You can't tell them what?
You can't tell if they're going to be a great team or not. They're first gelling right
now.
Well,
you know
what
your individual breakdown is as far as talent goes, and you know that if you know of a team that either knows the offense or the defense. What you got to do is get them in shape and start creating a collective will of winning. And the other thing is here, it mentions here in this little news clip, you know, it's not up to the head coach to be the leader. The idea is for the head coach to to politically back out of being he's not an owner, he's not a general manager, he's the head coach. Let him run his job the way he wants and identify who the leaders of the players are and let them deal with leadership on and off the field.
Well, that's what Nick Sirianni, the head coach, did of the Eagles because they lost to Atlanta. And he said he went into the locker room and Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, was talking to the team. And he said, Jason's an awesome leader. He spoke from the heart. I thought his message was right on, dead on. When a player is saying what I would say, there's no reason for me to speak afterwards. That's
exactly
what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that
saying.
Goes with what we were talking about earlier with Harbaugh. Harbaugh sets the tone and he sets the culture, but then he lets his leaders lead, and then as that team leads, they can come together.
You got it. I had a couple of people out there. We got Kathy Ann out there saying hello, and Jenny is listening too. She says John Madden was a junior high school coach in Santa Maria. Did you know that, Fred?
I did.
Yeah. Maybe you should run with Kamala Harris. She likes to coaches over there. That's our show. If you miss anything, email Fred, Fred Dreyer.
That works for me, pal.
CRNtalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
That works for me.
Thank you, Corey Marino. Thank you all for listening. I'm Michael Horn.
Thanks, Corey.
See you next week.
Thank you.